Hey guys, it's Tennis Dash here doing a little bit for Anchor. If you don't know what Anchor is, this should help you out. Anchor is a free, easy to use, plug and play podcast service. If you don't know where to go, don't know how to get your podcast off its feed, don't know what to do, it's simple and easy with Anchor. It's an easy place to go and record your podcast straight on the website, or you can go and drag your audio off your desktop or someplace where you save it into Anchor and upload the podcast that way. It's 100% free, ridiculously easy to use, and they give you sponsorship opportunities so where you don't have to go and search for them, they find them for you. So if you don't know where to go, don't know what to do, I highly recommend Anchor. You can go to it at anchor.fm, which is their link. And I will probably put it in the description so that way if you want to try to come and get it, it's very simple, very easy, and I highly recommend it. We've been using it for almost a year now, and we love it. So if you're interested, come try doing a podcast on Anchor. I guarantee you'll love it.
Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon, everybody. My name's Tennis Dash, your host, and I'm here with my co-host, Wyatt.
Yo.
And our beloved other co-host, Saya.
Hello, hello.
And today's special guest, we have Curie.
Yo, hey, what's up?
And welcome to Behind the Streams. So, Curie, I guess my first question is, you don't really stream a whole bunch of VR chat, it looks like. It's not your main thing to stream. It looks like you're streaming a lot of Titanfall 2 and stuff like that.
That's not really true. I still mainly stream VR chat. When I'm able to stream, that is. The thing is, right now, whenever I am streaming VRChat, I am having huge issues. Like, the game just doesn't work for me. My friends list will never load. I'm not loading into any worlds. Additional to that, my both controllers are broken. And I still haven't been able to really afford new ones. So whenever I am playing VR games, like when VR shit isn't working, I would like to just play a different VR game. But most of them just aren't fun with two broken controllers, obviously. So then switching over to desktop games.
Okay, so that's why you're doing a lot of the desktop games instead of VR chat right now, because you don't have the controllers and stuff?
Yes.
Okay, so what initially got you into doing streaming? What made you think, I want to do this?
That's a long story. So
we have time.
Very early when I even started getting into gaming, I was always a very competitive person. And very quickly, I learned about tournaments and all of that stuff. So I ended up competing, but I was never really satisfied with the progress I saw in myself. So I ended up looking around, trying to find something that like gives me some more confidence in myself. And I actually ended up posting on YouTube. So my first videos on YouTube, obviously back then I wasn't that good. Back then my video editing wasn't that good either. But I used it to upload and with the time be able to look back at my old videos and then watch my own newest videos and see, oh, I improved in that span and I improved on that and that. Like, that's how I saw where I improved and where I still had to improve. And it also came with a big, relatively big audience later on. Like, most videos would have between 20 to 50,000 views later on. And I also ended up finding out about Twitch, and I wanted to stream on Twitch back then. Thing is, whenever I streamed on Twitch, even when I had an audience or anything like that, just playing desktop games competitively and streaming, it just wasn't really what I had fun with. Like, I always wanted to interact with my chat, I always wanted to talk to them, but when you're playing a competitive game where you're concentrating on it non-stop, you don't have time to look at the chat and answer questions or anything like that. So most of the audience doesn't even type anything in chat then. So I went away from Twitch. I had a on and off relationship with Twitch with every game I played. And at some point, I actually ended up, before I played VRChat actively, I was still hopping onto it on desktop mode from time to time, just chilling out, spending some time with randoms. And what happened then was actually anxiety caught up on me, basically. So without going into all of the details, because that would take me literal hours, I was sitting there for between 1 to 2 weeks and having panic attacks nonstop. So I was lying on my couch, basically frozen and not able to move for 16 to 30 hours nonstop. And that would continue until I fall asleep. And I didn't fall asleep because I went to sleep on my own. I fell asleep out of exhaustion. And the next morning it would continue. So at some point I just said, nope, this cannot continue and I have to go to the hospital. Went to the hospital, got my medication, and when I remembered VRChat and everything again, I saw it as a very big and very helpful opportunity to just go there, relax, calm my mind, find people to hang out with, eventually even do something about my social anxiety, which is something where I really give credit to VRChat. It is such a great place to go to. And that's basically how I recovered from everything. And then while recovering, when I was able to talk and everything again, and I owe VRChat and everyone I know on VRChat a lot. When I was being more comfortable, I thought, well, why not stream everything? Because VRChat is a place I'm not competitively into something where I'm concentrating nonstop. And I thought this might be the place where I'm able to interact with my chat properly. So that's what I ended up doing. I started streaming. In the beginning, there wasn't really an audience there, but slowly over time, it built up and my chat got really active. And that's how I also found my fun and my enjoyment in streaming and kept going.
Okay. So you had like extreme anxiety and stuff and a lot of social. What made you want to do a podcast then if you have social issues and stuff like that?
The thing is, like, even though I have social anxiety or anything like that, it's always something I also say to myself every time. Fear is basically the great gateway you have to go through to see something better on the other side, right? And if I just fight through it and just go through it, even though I have anxiety or even though I am fearing something, at the end I'll be proud of it and I'll be happy that I've done it. So even if I had a few bad thoughts about a podcast or something else, with all the strength my friends are giving me on VRChat or just in general the friends I found during all of this, it's a high, like, I really credit them a lot. I owe them so much. And I am able to say now I am pretty stable in comparison to back then.
That's good to hear. Happy that you're doing better than So what do you believe helped your channel grow? Because you said that you, when you started, it was just kind of competitive gaming's not really talking to everybody. What helped you get from being the competitive gamer to the casual gamer and talking with your community?
What basically got me into casual gaming was my shock of anxiety back then. Like, I wasn't able to concentrate on something competitive anymore. So I hopped over to VRChat and I just chilled. And I just relaxed and tried to find my calm. And when I started streaming again, as I said, back then I still didn't have an audience. When I first streamed, I was also still a mute. I wasn't talking. But there already were a few people who were supporting me a lot. Like, for example, the very first people I met were Squeaks and Fulma. Those were the very first people I met, and they helped me out a lot, especially Squeaks later on. Fulma was there for me a shitload as well. So they really spent time with me back then, and Nat P was there as well. And the more I got comfortable and the more I talked, the more hosts they would give me. And it still wasn't up to a point where I would be able to get affiliated or anything like that. Like, I didn't have the audience for that. But then at some point on one day, when I was just talking to the chat in front of a mirror or with the camera that got released, suddenly, I had three hosts coming in at the same time, and after those hosts came in, there was additional audience jumping in as well. So I very quickly on that day jumped onto 60 viewers, basically, and I held them, but then it dropped down, of course, with the time again. But yeah, on that day, I blew up on that day, and that's also where I got affiliated and a bunch of crazy stuff happened.
I want to cry a little because it's just been so heartwarming. So you've already said that your anxiety basically brought you to VR chat, right? Or was there something else that made you like see the game and go, "Hey, I want to do this"?
I always enjoyed VR chat. I always enjoyed watching videos. I always wanted to jump into it as well. Like, I wanted to talk to all these people that were on there and wanted to have fun. But back then, I didn't see the necessity to like buy a VR headset or something like that. I didn't feel like it's worth to spend this much money on it just to be able to hop on VR chat. And as the anxiety and everything happened, I was like, this is a really great opportunity. And this is something I could really use to feel better. So I ended up spending all the money on a VR headset that I originally saved up for a tattoo. So I completely fucking dropped that tattoo and just bought a VR headset. And that's where everything started.
So you went from tattoo to, so now that you brought it up, do you have any other tattoos besides any, well, any tattoos, like actual tattoos, or?
It was the first tattoo I had in plan. Like, I already had it completely planned out, but yeah, I didn't end up getting it. However, I do have piercings, for example. Or I had piercings on my lips, like I had snake bites. I got rid of them. The only piercing I still have is my tongue piercing right now.
Okay. I was gonna say, please don't go into detail piercings because during the pre-show and joining your Discord makes me question some things. So do you have any future plans for your stream? Like, where do you want to take it and go?
I am not sure at all. Like, my main goal, for obvious reasons, is to completely get back to streaming, as I had a pretty long break now. Like, that's the main goal. Get back to streaming, get active, and interact with my chat. Like, my chat pretty much dimmed down, but I don't doubt that it would be possible for me and everyone who still is in my chat to build it up back up again and just interact with them, have fun, and eventually grow even more so that I can talk to them even more and engage in even more conversations with them.
Okay, Kiri, we have a question for you in chat from Ace Combo. It says, is it possible to go on a VR date with you? Now, here's my thing. Let me explain something. Ace was one of those people that he told some guy to take his pants off in VR chat and then left him there. So he's asking you if it's possible to go on a date with you. Is that possible?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, really? You are in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
Yes. do we know the person? Is it someone from VR, or is it someone from the gaming
someone
community?
Who is playing VR chat as well, but I'm not sure if you know them.
Well,
like it's not
can we get a?
Right.
It
is
can we get a name?
Statics Killer.
Statics Killer.
I don't think I've seen them.
I don't haven't heard of them. My next question along the relationship stuff. Do you mind telling us how old you are?
I am 20 years old.
Oh God, you're a kid. You're just a child.
He's only 1 year younger than I am.
He's 5 years younger than me.
Sorry, Kenda.
Do you have any hobbies besides doing VR and gaming and stuff?
Generally, yeah, but I'm not really able to do anything of those things anymore. Like, I really enjoyed, for example, skating, all kinds of skating. If it was just normal skateboarding or downhill skating, I enjoyed it a lot. But, like, the most recent thing I did back then was downhill skating most of the time. Obviously, to skate downhill, you need a hill. And around here, there is no hill. There's nothing I can skate.
No hill.
So I had to drop that. And the reason I don't want to get into normal skating or street skating anymore is because, I was born cross-eyed. That's for one thing. I had a surgery at the age of like 6 or 7 on my eye to fix that. And I lost some eyesight after that surgery, and then again I fell at the age of like 14, I think, and I ended up with a rock in my eye, had another surgery, and ever since then I'm losing more and more eyesight on my right eye, and I'm actually starting to get completely blind on there. So that's why I'm not in a good relationship with street skating anymore.
Can I just go over and hug him, please?
So I may just be the old man in the group right now. What's the difference between normal skating and downhill skating? What's the difference between that? Because I've never heard that.
Street skating, you're just doing tricks on like rails or ramps or anything like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Downhill skating, you're literally going on top of a hill, finding a good street, a good place to skate down, and then you're just skating downhill, and you'll reach speeds of like 90 km/h.
Oh my goodness.
And I really enjoyed that, like that adrenaline kick of the speed you went down the hill.
That is like
okay. So there's really not much of a difference of actual skating and downhill skating, just going down a hill on speeds.
Well,
that's really the only difference.
With downhill skating, you have completely different boards. Like with normal street skating, you have these typical skateboards that you know. I'm pretty sure you know them as well.
Pretty thin
like wheels, like these plasticky wheels, and long boards which you're using to skate downhill have like they have rubber wheels basically, and they're they're really thick, and they're made to be able to slide in case you're sliding across a curve or something like that.
Okay.
There's a big difference, I think.
Yeah,
that I didn't know that. That's something new to me. What is the most awkward moment you've had while playing in VR chat?
Oh my god. There are funny awkward moments, and then there are just
awkward,
freaky
awkward
things. I don't know.
Cringy.
We'll take
cringy.
Both as long as they're PG-13. Or at least try to make them PG-13.
I can't promise PG-13 on any of this. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Save for the after show.
No. This is how I tell them. Describe it in a PG-13 way So like how we had Mini Kane and Dragon talk about 8-inch carrots and Daddy Ranch dressing.
How am I going to do this? Ella, who you guys already know. He, for example, whenever he hydrated a lot, he also likes to show us a magic trick.
Oh no.
And with this magic trick, he very often likes to very detailed show us that he's letting his sausage swing right now.
And oh my goodness.
He is taking his Vive controller and like he is holding that, like he's putting that sausage into the hole of that Vive controller.
Oh no!
Okay, so he does what All Might does.
And then that Vive controller is just moving on its own, basically.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh, okay,
all
right. Pui tracking, got it.
Yeah.
Best tracking.
Best tracking. So, do you have a job besides doing streaming and stuff, or do you still do competitive gaming for cash, or what do you do?
Right now, I don't really have anything. Like, not too long ago, I was still editing for League of Legends Challenger streamers, but that's already a while back.
Okay.
Ever since then, I haven't been really doing anything other than streaming. Like, ever since I had these anxiety things come up, I completely basically jumped out of competitive gaming. Back then, I was making money with like winning tournaments or anything like that. And fun fact, I actually even was invited to like the official Overwatch Invitationals, but what? our team just died completely before we were able to do anything of that. So all of us just quit the game.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. That's amazing to be invited to the Overwatch ones. Dang.
Yeah, it was a real honor, but it just didn't work.
Okay. So have you broken anything while you're in VR chat? Because you said that you have broken controllers. Have you broken anything while playing VR, like either yourself or something around you?
I mean, there is a clip on Foxy's channel where I ran into my wall.
I physically just ran straight into it?
Like, I literally physically ran right into it, and the camera, like the VRChat camera, was pointed right at me, so you literally just saw my head just bouncing against the wall and just falling back.
Ow.
But other than that, like, I didn't break anything. The way my controllers broke, it's literally just these thumb pads, the sensors of them. Whoa. They broke, for example. I don't know why. Like, maybe because they just fell down a few times from my couch. That might have already just broke them. But physically breaking, that never happened in my room. Like, I ran against things, I kicked things, yeah, but I didn't break anything. Oof. But I managed to step on my cat.
Oh, poor kitty.
Don't break the kitty.
How did you do that?
I usually always lock them out of my room whenever I'm on VR because I don't want to hurt them, and because they also always just, like, they bite down on my cables nonstop.
Oh, no.
So I try to lock them out whenever I'm on VR. But on that day, one of them just got inside and I didn't notice it. And he was hiding underneath my bed this whole time. And then when I was in VR for like 1 hour or 2 hours, he came out. And then I suddenly heard a squeak. And I realized I stepped on him. So I quickly got him out of my room and got him to safety.
Is he okay?
That's yeah, he's okay. He's okay. He's completely okay. All right.
So what other games do you enjoy playing on and off stream? What is the main games you go and play whenever you can't do, whenever you're streaming or not streaming?
I enjoy arena shooters a lot. Which means, like, for example, Quake Champions or Titanfall. As you said earlier, like, I streamed Titanfall not too long ago. I don't really enjoy the Titan aspect of it, but I enjoy the movement and everything else in this game. And I often just head into the game and play 1v1s with friends or anything like that. And other than that, I sometimes end up like just chilling on random games with friends, completely random games, or maybe I end up playing a MMO again. And Osu is also something I played for a lot of years, and I took a long break actually again, but whenever I feel like getting back into it, then I'm playing Osu again.
Oh, this is fun when it's a good song.
Please.
If you don't mind me asking, what made you need to take a long break from streaming?
Basically, like, I have a lot of... I have a lot of private things going on in my life with, like, what I still have to do, and I'm pretty much pressured in terms of that. And additionally, I didn't really find as much enjoyment on VR chat for like 1 month, simply because a lot of drama was happening. A ton of drama. And I felt like whenever I hopped back on VR chat, all I did was just entering myself to new drama and without any time to relax. Right?
Yeah.
So I ended up saying, okay, I need a break. And I mean, I definitely will come back. I really want to come back, but I just needed a break. And besides that, which also made me stop streaming instead of just taking a break of VR turn, was the fact that there's also a case of cancer in my family now. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
That it's all right. Like, she is on a good path, but yeah, I just wanted to, yeah, not stress myself too much and be there on this end as well.
Understandable.
Right. Yeah, understand completely. So where did you get the name Curie from?
Completely random, actually. Like, when I was still editing for League of Legends streamers and all of that junk, and my whole career in terms of competitive gaming or anything, I always used the name Neru. And at some point when I ended up having these anxiety attacks, and I came back to Discord and online gaming and everything, I was like, I don't want to stick with his name anymore. The name had a long story behind it, yeah, but I was like, I don't want to stick with it anymore. It's a nickname that even friends IRL, like in real life, use. Sometimes even my mom called me that. Like, it's a name that can continue living on in real life, but I just wanted a visible line between real life and online again, and that's why I said, okay, I'm just gonna take a different name. So I disbanded Neru and I just chatted with a friend and it was like, hey, think of a name together with me. And after thinking of multiple, like, dozens of names, at some point we just came up with Curie, and that's it.
So you wanted something to separate your real life from what you do on the computer, so that you wouldn't have everything mixed up in one.
More or less, yeah, because that name I had never was really used everywhere. So, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. I understand that. I mean, that's why we all go by, well, I mean, everybody but Wyatt. Wyatt has his real name as his thing. Everyone else uses his screen name, so that way we don't have to, when we leave this, we don't have to deal with someone bringing something up. So do you watch anime at all? And if so, what is your favorite anime?
I watched a ton of anime in the past, but I didn't watch anything for like 3 or 4 years. My favorite... Oh, fuck. I don't know what my favorite anime is. Okay, I can't say for sure that I enjoy stuff like K-Project a lot. I enjoyed that a lot. I also enjoyed Higurashi no Naka no Koro ni a lot, which is a horror anime, and it is really hard to understand at first, but it's such a masterpiece in the end.
Curry? I have never heard of that one.
Curry, that's what I'm streaming. The games, I'm streaming that. It is a good
It's a masterpiece, really, it is. But it takes a long time to understand everything behind it. Like, you might end up watching all of these episodes, and just after, like, almost 30 episodes, you'll be sitting there and understanding, huh, so that's what it's about.
You're like, what the heck? In the beginning, you're like, what the heck is going on here?
Yeah, basically. In the beginning, it's just a mess of horror and bad shit happening. And then in the end, you finally realize what it's about.
Yep.
Sounds like every date I've been on. So, Kerry, if you don't mind, you don't have to give us an exact town. But if you don't mind letting us know where you're at least located.
I live in Germany.
I also like you to know you're the first German we've had on the podcast.
Yeah. Hey.
So, I love the accent, by the way. It's just making me...
I don't like my accent, but thank you a lot. I appreciate it.
I love it, dude. I have a thing for accents. But you said that you stream from your bedroom. Is it a big room or a small room? Because
it's such a small room.
Oh no! I know how you feel.
I have full body tracking as well, and whenever I have full body tracking, I'm just like, if I'm standing, I'm just trying to not kick anything, and when I'm sitting on my chair or anything, I lose tracking whenever my track is just going underneath my desk or anything. So I stay in the middle of my room nonstop, but my room is so small, it's so bad.
Oh yeah, I know.
So you said that you started out in desktop, right?
Yeah.
How would you say the feel is different between desktop and VR?
Oh, like, different. Like, I mean, obviously, in the sense of communication, solely, the only difference is that you can articulate yourself, like, with hand gestures as well. But in the sense of how you're experiencing in everything on your own, and like how you see everything, that's a very huge difference. Like, it's just there, basically. It's there without being there. And also, when I was on desktop, I was the complete pleb. I was the one everyone hates. Like, I was mute and I was on desktop.
It's not a heat. It's a...
So... yeah, I really wanted to get my VR headset as quick as possible so I'm able to at least, like, communicate with people with hand gestures or write something down. Because I just... back then, I was still a mute.
Oh, I mean, I guess it's good that you're talking now. It's good that you're being more active. It sucks that your headset and everything broke. Or your controller's broke. But at least you're talking now, so when you go into desktop mode, you can talk with people.
Exactly.
Yeah. So do you have an average avatar that you keep using, or a custom avatar?
I have my own avatar that I made myself.
Oh, and do you have any different variants of that one, and what is it?
I basically have a lot of variants. Like, I also, like, okay... The avatar I'm using all the time right now is basically
A bit lewd.
It is a PG-13 naked girl. Let's say it like that.
Okay.
Okay.
And, like, a lot of people refer to it as a bodysuit or something like that, or an alien. For me, it's just a purple girl with tattoos. End of the night. And, like, right now I'm using that a lot, and from time to time I'm still changing it up, adding a few things or changing a few things. In the past, I used a completely different avatar, but I didn't feel like continuing playing with that avatar anymore. I just didn't feel the connection to it anymore. I didn't have fun rocking around in it anymore. So I made a completely new one.
Oh, well, that's understandable. I mean, we can't wear the same clothes every day, because then we'll get tired of seeing the same thing every day.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, so you said that you know Squeaks and all of them. Do y'all like run around in a group to stream with? Or do you just kind of bump into them?
We actually rather bump into them. We never really stream in a complete group. Like, I'm also in a community with tons of small streamers. Like, there are tons of small streamers, and it's such a lovely community in there as well. VFlower is in there as well. Like, he's probably the biggest, is probably the biggest streamer.
We don't know. We honestly don't know.
I love how that went.
He or she.
He or she.
It's basically the biggest streamer we have in that community, and it's a lovely community to hang out with. Like, those people are just really supportive of each other. Everyone helps out, and from time to time, yeah, there are tons of streamers that end up in the same room in the same instance. But other times, we just hop around and just do our own things, and then we maybe just bump into each other because we want to hang out with each other. With Squeaks, for example, whenever we hang out, it's just a complete shit fest of jokes and lewd comments or whatever.
Oh no.
And it is fun. It is a lot of fun with it. But yeah, it's not really a main group that always streams together.
Well, that's good that you have a variety of people you go and hang out with and stuff. Yeah. It always makes it interesting when you don't have to feel like you're stuck with one set of people and able to go and do stuff with others.
Yeah.
So would you say you have a gimmick while you stream, or are you just yourself while you're streaming?
There is a gimmick that just evolved out of itself, out of me just being a idiot and a retard at the beginning, like just joking around nonstop. I was just looting around nonstop, and I was actually even risking bans at that point, but let's not talk about that.
Oh dear.
Basically the gimmick is that I'm a lewd idiot. But other than that, I'm just myself. Like, I just love to hang out with my chat, love to interact with them, and I'm pretty open towards them as well. Like, there's a lot of stuff that already happened on my stream as well. Like, on one night, for example, it got really emotional, and I don't want a negative feeling on my stream or anything like that, but it's just a topic that evolved. Like what I told you guys, for example, about my anxiety, it's a topic that also came up on that day. And I ended up seeing my chat not just supporting me, which was just heartwarming to see, but they supported each other. Like, they talked to each other and they talked about their problems as well. They supported each other as well in the chat. And it was so great to see that, like to see the community that those people who watch you don't just care about themselves. No, they care about you, and they even care about the whole community itself.
It was great
to see.
What would you say is the best moment you've had while streaming?
My affiliation day, probably, because back then I actually did end up in tears and I was just lying on the ground and crying on stream. So it was really bad. Like, I was waiting for that affiliate for so long and I never achieved it. And then I gave up almost. My best friend told me, no, you're not giving up. You'll just continue streaming. Just continue streaming. And I listened to him. I continued streaming and I got affiliated. Like, the day after, I just blew up. And So as someone who didn't expect it happening at all anymore, as someone who just expected nothing anymore and just was like, oh, nothing's going to happen. On that day, blowing up so much and seeing not just the view account, but also like how many people were there to support me. And then I got affiliated due to blowing up and I immediately filled out the form for it. Like, I filled out everything for it and got affiliated on that stream. And it ended up with a 24-hour stream as well. And there were so many subs and donations and everything coming in on that single day when I got affiliated, and it was so sudden that I just wasn't able to handle it anymore. It was amazing.
Well, I mean, you have a community that seems to really care and support on what you're doing, so that's always a good thing to have.
Yeah, definitely. I love my community.
What is your normal startup routine when you decide to stream? Like, since you used to do it competitively, you probably have some special equipment that you use or something?
I mean, I have that mic. Other than that...
That good mic.
Other than that, yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, I had a webcam back then, but that thing is gone. That thing is a goner. I do have 3 monitors in front of me, but I can only use one when I'm streaming VR chat.
Oh, no.
So whenever I'm streaming VR chat, I'm not able to like put everything on its individual monitor, and it's not that easy to handle due to that. But as soon as I have everything worked out, it's pretty much an easy thing to go through. Like, I just launch up my OBS, I start the intro, and during the intro I would like launch things like OVR job, I would get the music playing, I would make sure that my VR headset is working properly, and my intro is only taking 2 minutes, so I'm just handling all these things within those 2 minutes, and after the intro is done, I'm just streaming.
Oh, that's good. It's very interesting seeing that a lot of streamers these days are coming up with intros to their stream. I find that extremely interesting because I'm going to sound old here. Whenever I first started, and whenever I started watching, nobody had intros. It was just like, hey guys, how you doing?
Back in my day of streaming.
Back in my day, streamers didn't have no fancy intros. It was camera and go. Who is your favorite streamer to watch in your free time? Like, who do you enjoy just to sit down and watch?
Very good question. Because I don't actually watch that much anymore ever since I started streaming on my own. Back when I was still watching a lot, I really loved, like, for example, Tim the Tatman. I really enjoy this stupid jerk. And in terms of VR chat, I always enjoyed hopping around between people like Squeaks, VFlower, and then as I made friends, I just watched them from time to time. So I wouldn't really say I 100% have a favorite streamer. I just have a few streamers that I really like to watch, and I just jump around between them whenever I feel like watching one or the other.
That's good. So do you want to go ahead and put your Twitch link and stuff out there so that way people can follow you? And your Twitter and everything. The thing that I request though is for your links, if you want to post them, you can post them in the chat. But also, if you wouldn't mind saying them out loud so people listening on the podcast can find them.
You know what? I didn't use my Twitter in so long that I don't know my fucking Twitter link. But my
Twitch.tv/.
But my Twitch link would be Twitch.tv Curie with two eyes, Q-U-R-I-I. Twitter would be at Q Narumi.
How you spell that out so that way people know.
At Q Narumi. That would be my Twitter.
How do you spell it out so that way everybody listening can
I posted it in the podcast chat.
Q capital N E R U M I for those that are listening. Oh goodness.
Oh my.
The lewd images that are your title. So what type of music do you normally listen to? Do you listen to any while you're streaming? And what would be your favorite type of music?
It's really different from time to time. Like, I really like listening to just chill stuff. And that's like, there's industrial that can be really relaxing. There is just lo-fi. There is like chill jazz or like mashups of jazz. Then there is, whenever I don't want to listen to chilly stuff, then it's just something like rock, something along those lines. Not really rock, but like different kinds of rock.
Ooh.
Like hardcore screamo or like
no hardcore
hard rock.
Like no metal or anything like that, but like for example, one good example would be Nefix, for example, which is like rock mixed with rap.
Ooh.
Okay, well, I just heard rap, so we're going to wrap up this podcast. I don't like rap.
Rock rap? I've never heard of that. Okay, that's...
Neither have I.
That sounds like something...
Well, hold on. You mean like Linkin Park kind of stuff?
Somewhat. Like, okay. Kind of similar.
Well, I mean, that's probably the only thing I know is rock and rap mixture. If someone came up to you and asked what VR chat is, how would you explain VR chat to somebody that doesn't know what it is?
I would explain it as the perfect place to go to for everyone who has social anxiety or any problems of those kind. Like, the community is like, a lot of people on this game experience the same kind of thing, and all of these people are very supportive, and it's a place where everyone understands what is going on, and just shows support and helps you build your confidence up again. And it's something where you can, it's in my opinion, the best place to visit to get over social anxiety.
Okay. Is there any tips that you would give somebody that's starting streaming and doesn't know where to go or what to do?
Yes. Don't overdo it. Do it in the limit you enjoy it in. Don't stream every single day if you don't feel like it. If you feel stressed or just exhausted, don't force yourself into anything. But whenever you have fun and you really want to get into it, just get into it and pull through it. Even if it sometimes feels like you're not making any progress, you're making progress, and you won't be realizing or noticing it most of the time.
Aww. What? So that's very sweet. I didn't never heard anyone give that advice to somebody. Most people are just like, be yourself, set up a schedule, do this. But you're just, if you don't want to stream that day, don't force yourself. That's
there is a limit of saying, okay, I don't want to stream, but it's still okay to stream, and it might cheer you up. But there's also some like element where you can't mentally, because if you then still stream, you might just end up even worse mentally. Mm.
Can I just give you a hug at a friend request? That was just so sweet.
We're coming down to the last few minutes of the podcast. Is there anything you want to say to the people that are listening to this live, watching it on, say, the stream, or anything you want to say to people that are going to be listening to this in the future on Spotify and stuff like that? Is there anything you want to say to them, or you would like to say to somebody? This is your chance to give a shout out or something. I think I broke him.
I'm not good with any of this, but you know what? One thing, a big shout out to my very best friend, Seven. He is the sweetest guy ever. He is the person who helped me through all of my social anxiety. He is the only one who ever managed to find the right words to seriously help someone out. For one big example that usually everyone should understand is, if you are depressed or you feel bad about something, words like don't feel bad, you're still perfect as you are, or you do have talents, or you have this and that, words like that, well, while they are great to hear, your mind will always say, well, no, that's not really true. And it won't really end up helping you in a lot of those moments. And he ended up finding the right words to say all these things in a manner where you're just sitting there and you're like, shit, damn, he's right, I can do this. And that's why I'm going to say big shout out to him, because I owe him a lot.
Well, everybody in the chat's like crying. Everybody's crying again.
I think the chat is crying.
You broke the chat. You broke the podcast. I don't have any other questions. Does anyone else have any questions they want to ask before we go?
I'm crying.
No. Tiny wants a hug, apparently. Well, on that note, Curie, thank you so much for coming and joining us. It's been a pleasure to have you.
No problem. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Podcast. For everyone that's listening to this, thank you so much for listening live. Thank you so much for joining us. Those that aren't, thank you so much for coming and listening to us on any other app that you're listening on. It's always awesome to have an audience and know that we're growing. I love how everybody's wanting to come and hear the stories about these streamers that they don't see on camera. So the podcast crew and me, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. This has been Behind the Streams.